based on what we see on the ground, the students have performed well, and there is no significant, I don't see a fall in the students' performance over GSAT years.
Right.
That's basically what I can say right now, until we're able to put some of the data together. Well, we have students who have, four students who have gotten highly proficiency in all areas. So, and then we have, of course, have, I think, four students as well who have acquired 100%, as in perform the performance as quoted perform better than 100% of the test takers on the ability test. We have quite a number of students in the different areas and who have gotten highly proficient in the different subject areas. Proficient, about 20% for highly proficient. Mm-hmm. But I think if we're going to be honest with the proficient, at least proficient in one area, we'd have worked that to about, say, about 80% or 85% of the students have gotten proficiency in at least one area.
Okay.
85-90%. It can be closer to that. Mm-hmm. I can confirm that with you.
Mm-hmm.
But students are, we have fewer students at the level of developing or beginning. That's a minor, maybe by 5%, yes, maybe about 5% of them would have been there. But what I do notice though, and I provide that for you too as well, the number of students who have been proficient in all areas. We have students now who might be highly proficient in a particular area and then proficient in the other areas.
Right.
So we have that, and then we have those who are not highly proficient in any of the areas, but have been proficient in all the areas.
Right.
And we have quite a number of students in that band as well. One of the plus for us this year at Marley Mount is that we put our children in streams so as to better cater for their needs at grade 6. So we have them mixed a long way, but when we near to grade 6, we kind of stream them so we can deal with them based on their needs. And we saw students who are in the bottom tier, and those who are the struggling students who have come up and perform well.
Right.
And I must commend those teachers because they really work hard with those children. Because we tend to focus on those at the top,
right,
and
right.
So on and so on. But I must say that there were students at the bottom who did extremely well. So that is what was strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, our aim is not so much while we embrace the highly proficient. Our aim to measure, I have explained to my teachers already that our aim is to bring, we set a target to say at least 95% of our students leaving at the end of grade 6 being proficient. I say at least 95%. We don't
want to.
Yes. 90% being proficient, and at least proficient at least in one or two areas. So we can probably start at, 95% at least one area being proficient, and as we go along, 95% in all three and four areas. That type of thing. We want our students to leave here proficient. Among that would have been those who are highly proficient, right? So we probably set a target to say, well, next year we want at least 20% of our students highly proficient in at least one area. So we start to kind of wrap our head around that.
Right.
So we start to craft the program around that. We're waiting on a breakdown on the data now to see where our strength lies and our weaknesses.
Right.